Welcome to the Maria Heller Show, the Internet's original podcast. Since the year 2000, always ahead of the curve, always on your side. A true warrior for truth and justice, Maria and her guests leave nothing out, and no one is off limits. There is only one truth. The rest is lies. Sit back, enjoy the education with a true daughter.
Good afternoon, world. Maria here, alive and kicking. Welcome to Stars Are Us for the month of May with my co-host, Joseph Anthony. If you're not familiar with Joe's work, get over to planetswithin.com. Absolutely sign up for his YouTube channel so you can get to see and hear your horoscope for the month, because Joe does a great job with that. Good afternoon, Joe.
Hi, Maria.
Happy birthday.
How's it feel with... What's that?
I said happy birthday. I saw all your happy birthdays online.
Yes, thank you so much. I appreciate that. And everyone else saw it too.
Well, thanks for volunteering to come down here at the worst possible time.
Well, you know, I think, you know, we come down here on purpose because we feel brave enough to want to go through this experience again. Mm-hmm. and you know, to experience the things on a different level than just some sort of blissful consciousness. So either we're a glutton for punishment, or, you know, we're not done with the merry-go-round, you know,
right?
The carnival.
And it's quite the carnival out there, that's for sure. Especially where the elections are concerned. You can't get crazier than the stuff I see every day.
Well, unfortunately, with all of these alignments that are occurring astrologically, with all this energy that's coming in through the galactic center that I've been talking about, it's making people a little nutty, without a doubt. Okay, unrealistic expectations, power hungry, egos are involved, and you clearly see that with the elections. I mean, nobody epitomizes that more than Hillary Clinton followed by Trump. I mean, these two have such tremendous egos, and you could see it coming through in this election. So I didn't focus on it. I mean, I can, as we get closer to the election, and I understand one of your listeners wanted to know about some governor or something, and I forgot to look it up because I've been so busy. But I'll see if I can pull up his information real quick and see what's going on. But the politics, you know my stance on the politics. It's really a carnival show, and they're all vying to become the next clown, you know, clown puppet. Whatever happens, I think we should really start looking beyond these puppets until somebody gets rid of the Federal Reserve, and we have a sort of a more honest system in place. Mm. So, and we know the elections are rigged anyway. But this month is really about our values more than anything else. You know, the Taurus doesn't just represent money; it represents our values. So it's easier to see through the BS when we go through Taurus or Scorpio, the opposite sign of Taurus. We can easily see through the BS. And I think this month, many people are taking a break from watching that dog and pony show. Just my opinion. So.
Well, I wish I could, but I can't. Right. I wish I could, but I can't. And I got to say, it's the worst one I've ever seen in my life. I have never seen anything so ridiculous, so infantile and juvenile in my entire life.
Mm-hmm. Well, keep in mind, as you know, and your listeners know, because everyone's that listens to your show or follows me, you know, listens to these shows, is more intelligent than the average person, you know, in other words, sees through the BS, realizes that this is just a distraction. And the more they could cause emotions and fears and say the most ludicrous, insane things to rile people up, that's what they want. They want people to fight, to cause conflict, to you know, pit people against each other. They love that stuff.
Of course.
Not only that, what's that?
It covers up what they're doing on the other side of life while everybody's busy worrying about, you know, who's using what bathroom. They're not worried about the fact that, you know, we're at a tipping point as far as the human race is concerned. No talk about that.
No, of course not. And beyond that, they don't want anybody to realize that we're spiritual beings having an experience, and that, you know, we have power, and that, you know, you need controllers, you need leaders. That's BS. We don't need anybody in power. You know, we don't need anybody representing us, you know? It should be an equal playing field. You want to represent us? Great. You know, represent us, but you're not any better than us.
Right.
So it's this mindset of us giving away our power to religions and institutions and especially politicians. To me, I equate politicians on the level of a car salesman. Okay, and nothing against car salesmen. I know you're going to make a living and you got to do what you got to do. But politicians are right up there with trying to sell you an insurance policy from an unscrupulous, agent. I mean, when Obama got elected and they showed these pictures around the world of these little Oriental kids just screaming up and down that Obama got elected, I just slapped my head going, I cannot believe that, you know, they are literally brainwashing these little children into thinking that this person is better than anyone else, or that we should look up to this person because he or she achieved a level beyond what they could accomplish. Mm. But they don't understand that that person has been put there, you know,
right,
by the elite.
So, right, they never lose.
Right. So, I mean, you know, as far as the politics goes, and it's very hard for me to even stay interested in this nonsense anymore. You know, I've, like you, Maria, I've always been able to see through the BS. You know, cut right to it. I want to know right to the core, you know.
Exactly.
And so it's very hard to stomach when I hear, let's say, Hillary, or I hear Trump talk about some nonsense, or I hear, you know, Bernie or Cruz, or, I mean, any of them, they just rub me the wrong way and I lose interest right away.
Well, as usual, I'm going to say that Bernie is the best pick of what we're being offered. But when I got to hear Ted Cruz today respond to Donald Trump, and talk about Donald Trump's gonorrhea and all his womanizing, and he's an adulterer, and he never asked God for forgiveness. I've never seen anything like it. That's all I can say. I said, wow, if there was a God, I think he would have killed us all a long time ago. Speaking of killing us all, everybody I know is getting hammered, okay? I keep reminding them that we have five planets in retrograde besides Mercury. It's not just Mercury. So everything from one of my friends, you know, her brand new washer she bought, boom, went kaput. Somebody else, their car, boom, went kaput. People getting sick, people getting fired, people becoming homeless. This has been one hell of a month, and I'm assuming that the month of May, we still have these five planets still in retrograde.
Well, yes. As I wrote in my newsletter, there's definitely still five planets in retrograde. We're feeling them. And of course, as I've been saying all along and other astrologers, is that retrograde means retro, going back, slowing down, needing to reflect. And unfortunately, yes, Mercury rules a lot of things having to do with electronics. And Mars is retrograde, which has to do a lot to do with cars and movement. So these two things will be affected, but it's also our drive. We're so used to high gear. We're so used to driving the fast lane, accomplishing, going, that when these things happen, it's the universe's way of saying, hey, slow down, appreciate what you have and who you are. You see? And so that's what I was trying to get across in my newsletter and my videos, is to slow down, appreciate, smell the roses, realize that you're having this experience in this physical body. And so these retrogrades, unfortunately, to many people who don't understand what's happening, they make it worse by panicking, overreacting, a lot of fear, anxiety, and I'm seeing the same thing. I'm seeing with people unrealistic expectations with an ex-lover or unrealistic expectations with a job, you know, and that's what it does with five planets retrograde. It will cause confusion, especially Mercury, which has to do with the thinking. It causes confusion.
Right.
And so this is what we have. So if you're resonating confusion out, guess what? Everything around you is going to be affected.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, you reminded me, you know, back in the day when I used to do live events, the first thing I would do is pass around an empty jar to the audience and tell them to put their expectations for the workshop into the jar. And then I would tell them when I get home, I'm going to flush this down the toilet because that's where expectations belong. And I don't think that people realize expectations tend to always lead to disappointment.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this is a wake-up call. And a matter of fact, I'm doing a presentation in Sedona called the Awakening World, okay? And so it's a two-hour presentation at the Sedona Creative Life Center. It's in my newsletter on the right-hand side. But anyway, the point being is this is really a wake-up. It's a wake-up to what is real and what is not. And so that's why the financial system is going to change or collapse, or you know, it's already happening. Behind the scenes, Maria, you and I and your listeners know that there's so much change going on behind the scenes with monetary issues. And unfortunately, it's not in this country. So,
yeah.
But what I'm getting at is, I mean, 130 or 140 countries have already gotten together to back the BRICS nations and their new currency. So, you know, here in the United States, we're completely in the dark if you're the average person, you know, that doesn't understand what's happening. And so, being that we're going through Taurus, and this month with five planets in retrograde, absolutely, financial issues will become important. And we may hear some more stuff about the BRICS nations or the Chinese yuan or something to do with the Federal Reserve or the currency, especially the second half of May. And so pay close attention. But, you know, getting back to what you were saying, unrealistic expectations, it's so true because we've been brainwashed. We have literally been brainwashed our entire lives, generation after generation, about what's real. And so, you know, somebody asked me today, they went on vacation to the Caribbean or somewhere on one of these tropical islands, and the people were so happy. You know, they just enjoyed and had these big smiles on their face. I said, sure, because they grew up, they might not have had, you know, wealth, financial wealth and all this other stuff, but they grew up in an environment where they appreciated what they had. Mm-hmm. You know, and they supported each other, and you know, they live in the sun all the time. I mean, you know, I could see how people in these environments would be much happier in life.
Absolutely. You know, that reminds me when I was in Tahiti several years ago, I took a tour bus. I wanted to see Tahiti and I wanted to know some of the history. And it was very interesting because he told me that when the, I call them invaders or colonizers, other people call them corporate structures, when they approached Tahitian people and came to them and said, we want to build hotels, we want to do this, we want to build resorts, and we want to hire you, and we'll pay you to help us, you know, help us do this. The idea of working for money was so foreign to the Tahitian people, Joe, because they took care of all their own needs. And they said, well, we don't need your money and we don't want your job. So they actually had to bring in laborers from China to build Tahiti. So you tell me who has a better lifestyle.
Right. Exactly. It's not how much you have. It's the rich family life. It's the friends. It's the experience in nature. I mean, we are all beginning to see this, those of us that are awake anyway, you know, how important that stuff is, because that is where the source really, you know, is there in such a way that you can't avoid it. You can't walk through a forest and not feel something.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
It's impossible. I'm not saying be a tree hugger. I'm saying realize that energy is there and you are a part of it. Mm. And so that's what's actually happening. And this is a great month to do that, Maria, because Taurus enjoys nature, enjoys getting their hands dirty in a garden, planting flowers, planting seeds, all that stuff. This is a month to do it.
Well, yeah.
Okay, and I would totally encourage people to do it.
Well, let me ask you this. One of the other planets we got in retrograde is Pluto. And you know, to me, Pluto is always like it's like the planet of death and war. I could be wrong. I'm sure Mars is more, you know, more warlike. Mm-hmm. But look at how many people are dropping dead. I don't know about you, Joe, but it seems every day I hear of somebody else dying. And it doesn't matter how old they are. Last week, a 23-year-old that I a friend of mine's friend died. Okay, 23. Then you got, you know, a woman prize fighter. She was 41. Then, of course, Prince, 57. You know, I keep telling people, look, there's no age limit to death. Okay, some people just think, you know, I was shocked to find out Prince didn't even have a will in place. I was like, what did he think? He was going to live forever? But there is no age, and is this connected? You know, so many people dying. Is that connected to the retrograde?
Oh, absolutely. Well, first of all, you know, Pluto is the sign that represents death, transformation, going through some sort of change. And since it's in the sign of Capricorn, Capricorn also not just is about government and corporations, but it's also about people in high-profile places, like celebrities, okay? So this would explain, you know, let's say David Bowie's death, who happened to have been a Capricorn, Prince's death, somebody who's very much in high profile. I mean, some, the celebrities. But the other side of the coin is that if people in their birth charts have this strong, you know, already like strong connection to change or lots of chaos or a strong indication of a major catastrophe or something in their chart that's already there in their birth chart. When Pluto comes along or aspects it or connects to something, there's your death. There's your person that's going to transcend. You see? It's about the pressure that Pluto puts on in one's birth chart. Now, it's funny we're talking about death because I just found out today one of my good friend's mother just passed away. And I was like, ooh. And you know, this is common right now because the shift that's occurring, the vibrational shift that's happening, is not in line with some of these other people. And we're going to continue to see people checking out because they have no clue who they are, what they're supposed to do here. And I've been saying this a while, we're manifesting at a faster rate. So even, you know, a few thoughts about dying, I don't want to be here anymore, life stinks. Guess what? You'll get what you're asking for, in a sense.
Right.
You know?
Right. Hey, so, I hear that from people all the time. And my favorite is, it's too late. When they're bitching about their lives, it's too late. When you suggest changes, their answer is, it's too late. Well, what do you know? What do you know they're going to create? They're going to create their own exit.
Yeah. Well, all I can tell everyone is that we are manifesting at a faster rate. Just think about the stuff you're doing and think about the thoughts you're having and then watch how things start appearing. You know, this is energy that's coming in at a much faster rate and it's making time an illusion, which it already is. But what I'm saying is it's compressing dimensions. It's compressing time as we know it. And that's what is creating our reality at a faster rate. So you have a thought, boom, you're going to manifest it much faster. So be careful what you think about on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
But yeah, these retrogrades, without a doubt, Maria, these retrograde periods, especially this month, out of the entire year, this is probably the roughest in terms of the energy.
I agree. You know? Everybody I'm talking to says they feel like they're half dead, they have no energy, they want to sleep all the time. I just, you know, I tell them, hey, you know, you got to pay attention to what's going on astrologically because it's paying attention to you.
Right, exactly. Understand the cycles is what I tell people. And that's what I tell, you know, you don't live your life by astrology. You understand the cycles so that you can make better informed decisions. And so that's the kind of month we're having. But behind the scenes, Maria, you know, I know you're up to date on the news, but there's so much sneakiness going on this month, you know, that has been going on the last week or so. You know, the federal emergency meeting from the Fed and Biden and Yellen and all doing something sneaky behind the scenes there with the banking system, which is right in line with the Taurus energy, which is about finance and money.
Right.
You know? So I'm sure you heard about that and the BRICS announcements about their loans, the first loans that they're going out.
All right. Well, one of the things I thought was pretty big was Arizona passing that bill supporting constitutional tender for gold and silver.
I love it.
So you know, and I saw the Fed said they're not going to raise interest rates in June. I am on their email list for the Federal Reserve. They're trying to shore up some banks, but it's never the big banks, okay? Because I read all their boring stuff. But it's never the big banks, okay? It's always the little guy. Let's make sure he's solvent. He's got enough money, you know, for his loans or whatnot. And then I had a story about a mother who lost her children in court because her kid went to school and talked about chemtrails. And because the judge said the mother believes in chemtrails, she doesn't deserve to have her kid. And I mean, this is a crazy world. And at the same time, you have a huge chemtrail lawsuit that was filed in Canada.
I saw that. Yeah. I saw that. Beautiful.
Right. And when I talk to people, I say, listen, when Dennis Kucinich was in office, he wanted to have a bill passed to end chemtrails. I mean, we don't make this stuff up, you know, and all you got to do is look at the U.S. Patent Office and you'll see hundreds of patents for this.
That's right. Exactly. Look, the bottom line is this. This is a month where, yes, there is confusion, and yet there's a lot of sneakiness going on behind the scenes. And I don't even think the mainstream is even reporting anymore on any of this stuff that even comes close. They're just going to keep it at that high level of distract and confuse and anger, you know. Your listeners are smart enough to know this. You've got to go and find alternative sources for real news. Your site, other sites, you got to find out what's really happening. There's no more sitting on your hands and saying, oh, yeah, whatever, it'll work out. We have to have an active participation in what's going on in this world, okay? Because we're going to manifest what we want, you see? And so with all this sneakiness going on behind the scenes, and yet 130-something countries are already getting together to say, bye-bye, U.S. dollar. I mean, it's already done. It's not. It just hasn't been announced officially. When you have the Federal Reserve buying its own treasuries, you know, buying the U.S. government treasuries, that can't last.
All right. That's been going on for years, right? That's been going on for like 10 years already. But everything is about the election and these bathroom laws, as if nothing else is happening. We have 3 nuclear power plants leaking in the United States. You don't see any coverage on that. But one thing is true, though, if you notice, the anger amongst the voters, the amount of young people registering to vote, people are sick and tired of the system. In other countries, they're rioting in the streets, okay? It's a matter of time before it gets ugly like that here. But at least people are waking up. If it's just waking up to the fact that our vote never counted and elections are all fraudulent, at least this is the year people woke up to that.
Right. Well, look, this is all leading up to 2018 when Uranus, the planet of innovation and disruption and rebellion, goes into the sign of Taurus, the sign of money and values. Okay? So this is just a prelude to what's going to happen. If not this year or the following year, but 2018 for sure, and I'm sure we'll talk about that, Maria.
Right.
The system is changing. It's slowly changing because obviously the powers that shouldn't be still have their finger on everything. And so, but as people keep waking up, they're going to keep rebelling. They're going to keep rebelling. It's just a matter of how do we want this change to happen? Do we want it to be riots in the street? Or do we want it peacefully, a transition to a new currency and then getting rid of the Federal Reserve and having the Treasury print the currency without interest, you see? And then, of course, changing the laws in Washington to implement term limits, first thing and foremost, term limits. Number two, get rid of the big money out of politics. In other words, if you're a corporation, you cannot you know, give them any money. And as a matter of fact, there was a bill introduced in the House the other day by someone, I forgot what it was, who was basically saying, let's do away with big corporate money and lobbying politicians. So, I mean, there is a way of getting out of this. So it's just a matter of how do the people want to approach it?
Right.
You know,
well, right
now. Do we want it to be bloody and stupid? Or do we want it to be smart and civilized?
Right. Well, let's hope humans break out of the time loop that they keep repeating. It's like they're stuck in the same loop that replays every 30 or 40 years. Right now, we have the sun going into Taurus. What does that portend for anybody that's not you, that's not a Taurus?
Okay, well, when the sun transits through Taurus, there is a slower down, you know, there is a slowdown period, because Taurus is a very easygoing sign, and it likes basic things, you know, physical things that it could touch in its hand, like money, paper, silver, coins. It likes to feel financially secure and stable. Basic needs are food, shelter, you know, sexual needs, and all that. It's very simple. It's a very simple symbol or sign, you see? So right now, what are we doing? We're just eating, we're sleeping, we're resting. You know, those of us that understand what's happening.
Right.
And we're thinking more about our values. Is this what I really believe in? And you know, what's my life really all about? And so on and so forth, you see? And so with Taurus going through this sign, and New Moon is going to be coming into in a few days, and that's going to activate more of the same thing with the Taurus energy. And it's going to be very favorably aligned to Pluto and Jupiter, which means really, you know, implementing new values, new ways of looking at the world, you see? Because obviously we can't really do much with five planets in retrograde.
Right.
So no matter how enthusiastic we are, we're going to be met with resistance on some level. And so I suggest you do the back-end work, the research, you know, motivate yourself in some way. Say, I'm a spiritual being having a human experience. I have this great idea. I want to implement it. I want people, you know, support it and so on. And then, you know, do the back end research, whatever that means to you and your idea and your concept. And downsizing. I'm seeing a lot of people downsizing, Maria, getting rid of stuff.
Absolutely. Right before the show, yeah. I called my handyman and I said, you know, anybody that needs a good living room leather chair, I just have too much furniture. I got a TV I want to get rid of, this and that. He's like, do you want money for it? I said, no, I just want it gone. I just want people to pick it up and take it. So nice. I'm feeling that too. You know, you just look around, you say, you know, I don't want to repeat George Carlin, but it's like, you know, you look around, you say, what am I going to do with all this stuff? Okay. You remember his skit on stuff? So I can feel that. I can see that happening. Now I know, I think it's next week. Jupiter has been retrograde for a while and then Jupiter moves forward. What does that mean? Because I've always understood Jupiter to be very expansive.
It is expansive, and anything that Jupiter touches, you know, it makes it bigger, it makes it more jolly, it makes us feel better. And so, unfortunately, you know, Jupiter is in Virgo. Now, sorry, you Virgos out there, but Virgo is an analyzer. You know, it's about perfection. When Jupiter is in Virgo, it tends to want to look for the small details that just aren't right. So if you're a Virgo, this is great because you're feeling more motivated, you're feeling happier, you're feeling more playful, more sarcastic, you know. But for generally speaking, Jupiter in Virgo is really telling us to, hey, pay attention to your health. Pay attention to your exercise program. Get out there. Make your life better. You start cooking more for yourself. Everything that Virgo represents, you see? So now that it's moving forward, we have this ability to the motivation starts to return. But the Taurus sun is still going, the sun is still going through Taurus, so it's still going to feel a little nostalgic and, you know, slow. But as Jupiter begins to pick up speed throughout the month, then we should start implementing our ideas and our concepts, especially the second half of the month when, you know, the sun goes into Gemini. So, but generally speaking, it's about waking up your ideas, your concepts, perfecting your life a little bit more because it's in Virgo, and having more fun. Be honest with you, it's having more fun, creative, doing things that are more on a creative level, trying different things, changing your perspective, and absolutely seeing through the BS. Jupiter in Virgo sees right through the BS. So we'll continue to see more of that evolve as Jupiter continues its journey.
Well, I know the full moon this month, I don't know, is it the second full moon or the first full moon on May 21st is in Sagittarius. So
yes,
does that make things start picking up too?
Well, it does, yes. This one is basically with the sun in Gemini and the Sagittarian moon, it's going to make us very restless. So as I wrote in the newsletter, you know, it'd be reminding us to move beyond our usual routines. Taurus is associated with usual routines. So as we go into As we go into a sun and a full moon in Sag, it's really saying break out of your mundane, break out and expand beyond your comfort zone. And so I see the second half of May being more exciting, more action-oriented, more verbalizing, more activity. And then, of course, since it's Sagittarius, people are going to want to travel more, explore more, get in their cars and drive. And we'll see more of that because we already have Mars in Sagittarius and also Saturn in Sagittarius, which is all about traveling.
Hmm. You see? Yeah, very interesting. Well, if you're going to travel, the TSA now says you got to get to the airport 3 hours early because they're short on agents. Not that their agents have any value since they miss 95% of the stuff going through. But just in case you want to fly, you might want to keep that in mind.
Can I tell you a quick story, Maria?
Sure.
I went to Florida. A friend of mine gave me this really expensive little pocket knife, and I put it in the bag, and I didn't realize it. And I packed my stuff, and I went through the Phoenix airport, and they didn't detect it. On the way back, the Florida TSA detected it, and I had to ship it back. So I just couldn't believe that. I forgot completely I had it in the bag. I didn't even realize it until I got to that Florida airport. So, I would have to agree with you on that point.
Right. To me now, I'm at that point where I say, if I can't drive there, I'm not going. Joe, we're going to take a short break. Right. When we get back, let's let everybody know the happy day that Mercury's going to go direct this month. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
She's been called Paula Revere, the mother of the internet and even a legend. The mouth that roars all truth without any input from corporate, religious, or political affiliations. Rhea's in it just like you are. Often imitated but never duplicated. Commercial-free talk providing a real education in a world filled with lies, cover-ups, and propaganda. Subscribe now and encourage your friends to do the same. Feel good about supporting real media that supports you and all life on this planet. Pick a subscription of your choice and get started on the journey down the rabbit hole. If you are financially challenged or a senior on a limited income, please send an email to maria@maria.net and she will work something out for you. There's never been a more dangerous or exciting time to be alive. Education is a necessity now. Stay informed. Subscribe today at www.meria.net.
Spiritual Professor is a name some of Maria's students and clients refer to her as. After a consultation or class with Maria, some have gone as far as calling her the Force or the Oracle. Maria is simply a woman, a mother, and grandmother who was born with a keen natural intuition. She's got a lot of life experience and she's a constant student herself. This is what qualifies her to help those who are on their journey and need some direction. Some students visit her in person, others on the phone or on Skype. Maria will work with you on your own timeline, guiding you down your best possible path. You can learn to balance the mind, body, and spirit in what seems to be a world gone mad. As David Icke says about Maria, Maria's the real deal, extremely intuitive but with her feet firmly on the ground. Out there, but down here, no bullshit. Whatever you need in this part of your journey is what Maria will help you with. She'll give you the tools you need to make the rest of your life the best of your life. See private consultations with Maria on the site at meria.net and pick the one that resonates with you. You are not alone. The professor is in at maria.net. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Stars R Us for the month of May with myself and my excellent co-host and friend and birthday boy, Joe Anthony. Joe, Mercury is going to eventually go direct this month. So can everybody breathe a sigh of relief?
Yes, they could start breathing a sigh of relief because it goes direct on the 22nd. So now in May, we have two planets moving forward. We have Jupiter moving forward on the 9th, and then we have Mercury coming out of retrograde on the 22nd. Now, obviously you want to give it a few days for it to keep going forward, and then eventually meet up at the same place it was before it went retrograde, which is June the 7th. And so we should definitely start feeling more like ourselves when these two planets go direct. Mm-hmm. But we really are not out of the woods completely until, I would say, the end of June into July, because that's when everything is really moving forward again at full speed. And so, but this month, yes, Mercury coming out of retrograde, that's going to help a lot, you know, with the confusion and the disruptions and the thinking about the past and all this other stuff that we've been thinking about. Clarity returns, basically.
I always get notes from people that at times Mercury is not retrograding. And they ask if Mercury's retrograding now because their life is like falling apart. But sometimes it just feels that way.
Well, because Mercury could be in terrible alignments, too, which will make it feel like a retrograde, you see? You know, every time there's a rough opposition to Mercury, and that could happen once a month, you know? And so, or if there's something really heavy overriding the Mercury, you know, having several different aspects connected to Mercury, yes, it could feel like a Mercury retrograde as well. You know, so it's not just the Mercury retrograde, it's how the planets play with each other. Mm. And unfortunately, right now, as I've been saying, you know, they're not doing very well. They're not very cooperative. And it's almost like they're like angry little children just crossing their hands going, no, I'm not going to do nothing.
Right.
All right. You know.
Right. I choose to do nothing. Joe, I want to ask you a question about something we were talking about a little earlier and Pluto. Okay. When you look at somebody's birth chart, and I don't think I've ever asked this of any astrologer, can you see when they're going to die in their birth chart? Does it give you any idea of that?
Yes, it does. Unfortunately, death is a very tricky thing to predict in a birth chart, because what I've noticed in studying people that have died, and I love to do that with celebrities, because, you know, we know their time of birth, we have their chart and everything. What I have found is it's not just Pluto making an aspect in the person's chart. It is several different aspects going on simultaneously. In other words, when the planets are in a very tough alignment, like three or four different planets, five planets, six planets, and Pluto's involved, and Mars is involved, and Uranus is involved, and they're all, like, really heavy, that's when I see a transition. Mm-hmm. You see? So it's not just Pluto going through the eighth house or Pluto squaring something. There has to be more than one that I've realized that causes death. Now, it could be Uranus, which is about sudden changes, and it could be aspecting Mars, which is about cars. There could be a car accident that suddenly happens, and it seems to be triggering Pluto, you see? So there is definitely a sense about somebody that's going to cross over. And my intuition, when I do a chart like that and I sense death, usually with a family member or something, I could sense that. I literally could sense somebody is going to transition or leave the planet, you know?
Right.
And so I could see that in a person's chart, and a lot of times it's somebody associated with them, okay, if that makes any sense.
No,
it
does.
Not necessarily their death, unless there's some heavy aspects, which I will tell a client, please be very careful. I don't want you to do so-and-so. I want you to stay away from your car, you know, stuff like that, because the energy is really weird. You know, I'd rather you stay home, relax this weekend or something like that, just to get them to not do that, which I see the possibility of happening.
Absolutely. Well, you know, of course. I mean, when I read for people, I generally will never tell them that unless there's something they can do about it, because there's just too many variables where death is concerned, you know, and I've often believed that there's two things that I think we predetermine for ourselves, when we come in and when we're going out. And I think about my mother. I mean, I'm sure you appreciate it in the Sicilian. She used to say, when your number's up, your number's up. You can't buy an extra day. So, you know, it's not just what you tell people. It's how you tell them as well. But it amazes me how so many people are more interested in when they're going to die than when they're going to live.
Well, I think because many people don't understand death. They really do not comprehend where we go. They don't understand who we are. Mm. You know, when you understand that death is nothing but a transformation of energy, right. You transform into a lighter being, and you reconnect with the source and everything else beyond this physical world. It's nothing to be afraid of, and that's the big one of the biggest fears out there is dying.
Exactly, you know? And that's why I love Michael Rakea's book, Your Life After Death. I've recommended that to so many people. He's got it all there so succinctly. It would save you a whole lot of breath. Just tell people, read the book.
There you go. Well, I'll definitely check that book out. The one I've always, the one I've been advocating because it's an easy read for many people that don't understand the stuff is the Afterlife of Philly Fingers.
Right.
Because it really just...
Which is also really good. Right. But, you know, Michael Rakea, I mean, he's got, I think, 6 books out now. I can't argue with any of the spiritual truth in all his books. They're easy read, and he actually gives you direct answers, not the rigmarole of, I'm trying to think, what was his name, Neil Donald Walsh, with his conversations with God, and that God never answered a question directly. So I was like, yeah, I'm over this book. All right, we have some more aspects and some more stuff coming in this month. Jupiter squares Saturn. Now, Saturn isn't a happy planet, in my opinion, either. So what does that mean?
Well, Saturn is retrograde and Mars is retrograde. And on the 23rd of this month, Jupiter will square it, which is 90 degrees away, or it's a difficult alignment in astrology. Let's put it that way. And it usually asks us to question our belief system once again and what it is that we want to expand and contract in our lives. And so Jupiter's in Virgo, and it'll square Saturn in Sagittarius. Now, this is Sagittarius's philosophy, the meaning of life, the higher perspective. And so when these two get together, and this is the second time they are squaring each other, this is really about what it is that we value. Is it in accordance with what we believe in? Are we limiting ourselves in some way? You know, the demands of reality. Are we meeting our expectations? You know, Jupiter in Virgo is very hard on itself, and with is about limitations, restrictions. It's about karmic lessons, and so this is another alignment that's forcing us to say, "Hey, you better start taking a good, long, hard look at yourself and what you believe in, and where you give your power away, and how you want to restructure your life in some way." And that's what it does. And that's the pressure that these two are going to put on us for at least a week or so, you know, questioning everything. It might motivate some people. Okay, I got to get this done. I got to get this done. And I got to finish this and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. So the second half of May, Maria, after the 21st, after the full moon, is more high energy. And we will begin to feel it and sense it. Whether it's the square, the Jupiter square Saturn, Mercury going direct, the full moon energy, I mean, we're going to feel more energy the second half of this month after the 21st.
Good. Something to look forward to. I'm looking forward to it. Not that I have, you know, terrible energy, but I can feel it. I can feel this energy without question of it's out. And I guess my body told me to slow down when I decided to pop my rib cartilage. Joe, we only have about 10 minutes left, so I know I'm a terrible thing to do to you, but can we skip through the horoscopes by sign?
Oh, absolutely, sure. I mean, I got them in front of me, so anytime you're ready, we'll
All
go
right.
for it.
Are your hands
All right,
ready?
Let's start off.
Are your hands ready?
Yeah, my hands are ready. They're ready to roll.
Okay.
All right, so I'm going to go just touch upon them about a minute apiece, and then we'll get to the end. All right, Aries. What can I say? Your ruler is still retrograde. It will be until 6/29. So be patient. This is a month for you to review more of what you want, your values, maybe make some more money, thinking about your finance, investments, and so on. It's not a big month to make any major decisions. If you do have any ideas or concepts, please write them down and start implementing them at the end of the month, okay, when Mercury comes out of retrograde. And then as the momentum continues to build, then you can start implementing in June and especially in July. Taurus, what can I say? This is your time of the year. Yay! With several planets in Taurus right now, you're kind of like a magnet. And I can attest to that, Maria, because I've been busier than you can imagine.
That's good.
So it's a great time for Taurus to get more people in their lives one way or another, dealing with your own appearance, your finances, what you value in life, extremely important. With the new moon on the 6th, it will even enhance that even more. So even though Mercury's retrograde and a couple of other planets are retrograde, there's no reason for you guys not to move forward this month. It's still a great time. Just watch the spending the second half of the month when things go into Gemini. There could be a little bit of confusion, so be careful. Gemini, this is a month for you guys to lay low with planets in Taurus and the new moon in Taurus in your 12th house. This is really about a spiritual time where you guys are questioning who you are, what is it you know that you want out of life. Maybe you're doing more yoga. Maybe you're doing some more stretching, meditating, reading. This is a good time. Obviously, when the planets start going into Gemini the second half of the month, you guys feel empowered. So you got another few weeks before you have that power in your corner. So not to worry. Be careful of relationship issues around the full moon because it will trigger the Mars and Saturn in your seventh house. And so be very mindful of that. Don't feed into any fears and frustrations this month. Cancer. Well, this is a very social month for you guys, Cancer. Reconnecting with family and friends, associations, groups. Work has also been very important and will continue to be. But I want you guys to really pay attention to your health. Like I said in the horoscope videos, pay attention to your health because with this heavy energy, you know, you're one of the signs that feels all this heavy energy. And so it may be a little confusing and dealing with, other people and wearing yourself out. So this month, with a new moon in Taurus in your 11th house, it's a great time to join a gym, start a new exercise program, and really pay attention to your health because it's going to be vitally important as you go into the summer months and the sun starts to transit your sign, okay? Mm-hmm. What else do we have? Leo, this is all about business this month with the sun going through Taurus and planets going through your 10th house. And so with Mercury retrograde there, you may be reconnecting with people from the past, business from the past, contracts from the past, agreements from the past. That's okay. But after, when Jupiter moves forward on the 9th, this is a great time to make more money, to close those contracts and so on. I would absolutely wait for new contracts at the end of the month when Mercury comes out of retrograde. But this is really all about finance, making more money, new business endeavors and ventures. This is a great month for it. Just be very mindful not to overdo it because Mars is still retrograde and Mercury will still be retrograde until the 22nd. So, take advantage the second half of the month in these endeavors. What do we got? Virgo. Okay, Virgo, the great news this month is that Jupiter will come out of retrograde on the 9th. So you Virgos should have a great time focusing on your health, your appearance, feeling more invigorated and wanting to do more, especially with the new moon in Taurus, a fellow Earth sign, in your 9th house of higher exploration and learning and having more fun. This should be a very fun month for you, Virgos. So by all means, take advantage of it. Don't let the retrograde slow you down because Virgo, like Gemini, is associated with the retrograde, the Mercury retrograde. Mm-hmm. So, but with Jupiter waking up, that's like a good luck charm. So I say take advantage of it, all right? Libra, look, you guys are going through some psychological changes right now, feeling the pressure of the world, your sense of purpose, your sense of direction. Maybe you're having some relationship issues, concerns about that because the retrograde planets are really affecting your third house of communication. And, of course, Mercury is in your 8th house of psychological well-being right now in retrograde and Taurus. So there's maybe a heavy feel that's going on for many of you Libras. So once Mercury comes out of retrograde, once Jupiter comes out of retrograde, you should start feeling pretty good. Even though this month it should be pretty good because it's a fellow Venus sign. In other words, Taurus and Libra are both ruled by Venus. You should be okay. So try not to over worry about who you are, what you want, where you're going, because obviously with 5 planets retrograde, it can be a little confusing. But the second half of the month looks much better when the sun goes into Gemini. Scorpio, This is a month filled with lots of socializing because Taurus is your opposite sign and the new moon activates your seventh house of relationships. So new projects, new relationships, new endeavors are totally highlighted right now. And they will continue to be until the second half of the month where things shift again into the financial realm, which is perfect for you. On the 9th, Jupiter moves forward in Virgo in your 11th house, which is definitely going to help you even more with your social life. So many of you Scorpios this month have a very busy social life, and it will continue to get busier. So there's no slowing down. Over the next few months, you guys have a lot to do and a lot of connections to make, so take advantage of them. Sagittarius, here we go, Maria.
Oh, boy.
Sagittarius, what can I say? You guys have Mars in your sign, and you have restrictive Saturn in your sign, and they're both retrograde. So this is saying, please, slow down. Relax. I'm trying to teach you something. Go within and realize who you are. Appreciate who you are. And that's what's actually happening to you guys, Sagittarius. This month is about taking care of yourself, watching your health, watching what you eat, going for massages, relaxing more, enjoying yourself more. Work will definitely change or pick up after the 9th of May because Jupiter is sitting in your 10th house of career. And so once it moves forward, now you have some momentum starting to build. And then again, once the sun goes into Gemini, you have more notoriety, recognition, people coming to you, and so on. So the second half of May looks much better than the first half. So take advantage of it, okay? But focus on the health and relaxing a little bit and just manifesting what you want. The big time of the year for you will be when you get unshackled in July when Mars comes out of retrograde again. So enjoy. Capricorn, what do we got here? We got planets going through your fifth house of love and romance and creativity. So like the other earth signs, you should be having a good time. You should be having some more fun, maybe being more playful. Maybe you're spending time with your children. But it is definitely a time where there's a time for play and then there's a time to be serious. And that's what's actually happening to you guys this month. With the five planets retrograde, yes, it could be a little confusing and frustrating, but enjoy the quality time with the friends and family, okay? And you're learning a lot of valuable lessons this month, so don't slow down or be afraid of what you're learning, because on some level, you're going to be experiencing it on a deeper level because of Mars and Saturn, your ruler in the 12th house of spirit and spirituality. So take advantage. Aquarius. All right, Aquarius. The home life is where the energy is this month with Taurus planets going through your fourth house of foundation, dealing with mother issues, dealing with your home, remodeling, thinking about moving. These are all things that Aquarians are thinking about right now. And so fortunately, your ruler, Uranus, is still moving forward in your third house of ideas. So you'll be able to figure things out, but not until Mercury comes out of retrograde and Jupiter comes out of retrograde on the 9th will you have this greater vision to expand, and especially towards the summer months, because that's when Mars comes out of retrograde and Saturn comes out of retrograde. Now you have better vision. And so this month, the first half of the month is asking you to really just get in touch with your feelings, your emotions, and your family life. The second half, when planets go into Gemini in your fifth house, now it's time to have a lot more fun. So I'm sure you will. Last but not least, Pisces, here we have planets going through your third house of ideas, neighbors, friends, siblings. You're probably spending more time with your family and friends. This is a great time to do that. When Jupiter wakes up on May the 9th, it's a fabulous time to reconnect with everyone. And your career, not to worry about your career, it'll start picking up in June and July. There you have it, Maria.
Wow, pretty good. Pretty, pretty good there, Joe. Well, I guess we'll all get through the month, and then we'll be back, of course, for June. And we're approaching summer, so summer's always about action. So it should be pretty interesting. Joe, thank you so much, and I'll talk with you soon.
Thanks.
All right, take care. Joe Anthony, check his work out at planetswithin.com. If you haven't had your chart done, what are you waiting for? And if you're listening to this show on PRN or anywhere else, please check out my website, maria.net, because I do three, four shows a week. There's over 500 hours on sites, all downloadable, commercial free, and I need your support. I'm here for you. You need to be here for me. Anyway, thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening and supporting the Maria Show. Tell others what you learned today. Knowledge becomes wisdom only when it's shared. Encourage others to subscribe today. www.maria.net. Often imitated, never duplicated. A world of information all in one place. www.maria.net. Always ahead of the curve. Always on your side. Get active or get radioactive. Subscribe today.